Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Eruvin, perek Dalet. This perek discusses who counts toward the obligation of Eruv Chatzerot. Specifically, which people who reside fully or partially in a chatzer must participate in the collection. Under what conditions do a group of people count as one unit and make a single contribution to the Eruv? Which structures in the chatzer count as homes for Eruv purposes, and are there situations in which the Eruv status of one chatzer can affect that of another? To help us navigate this long perek, we'll split it into six parts, each dealing with one subtopic. Within each part, we'll learn inside one or two of the halachot and summarize some of the remaining details. The first part, Halachot Aleph through Zayin, deals with cases in which a group of residents in a chatzer are considered a single unit, and the ramifications of this for the laws of Eruv Chatzerot. Halacha Aleph. Anshei chatzer shayu kulan ochlim al shulchan echad tamid, af al pi shekol echad vechad yesh lo bayit bifnei atzmo, ein tzrichin Eruv, mipnei shehem ka anshei bayit echad, uchishem she'en ishto shel adam uvanav uvnei beito uvabadav osrin alav, ve'eno tzarich larev imahen, kach elu kulan ka anshei beit echad hein, mipnei shehen kulan somchin al shulchan echad. A family which eats together counts as a single unit in the context of Eruv Chatzerot, and the same is true for any group of people who eat together, even if they sleep in different homes. Take the example of a dormitory, in which each student has his own room, but there is also a common area. The dormitory would seem to require an Eruv Chatzerot, but if the students eat their meals together, then no Eruv is necessary, as they are considered the equivalent of a single family in one home. The Rambam speaks of eating at the same table, shulchan, but the Kesef Mishnah explains that this isn't meant literally, and the same is true whenever a group of people eat in the same room. The next three halachot bring more applications of this idea. If this dormitory is itself part of a larger chatzer, and its residents wish to participate in the Eruv of that chatzer, they need only contribute one loaf. If the Eruv of the larger chatzer is placed in the dormitory, then none of its residents need to contribute to it, as we saw in Perek Aleph, that the home in which the Eruv is placed is not required to contribute. So too, if an entire chatzer, or some number of people within a chatzer, make an Eruv themselves, and afterwards wish to make a joint Eruv with another chatzer, they count as one unit, because they already have an Eruv joining them, and so they contribute one loaf to the larger Eruv, and they don't contribute anything if the larger Eruv is stored in one of their homes. Halacha He adds that a father and son, as well as a Rebbe and a student, count as one unit even if they only eat together sometimes, and sometimes eat apart. We'll skip Halacha Vav, which deals with a slightly obscure case whose details are debated between the Rambam and the Ravid, based on different understandings of the Gemara. The first part of the perek ends with Halacha Zayin, which we'll read together. Chamesh chavurot sheshavtu betraklin echad, im haya mafsik bein kol chavura v'chavura mechitza hamagat latikra, hare kol chavura mehen ki ilu hi becheder b'fnei atzmo o ba'aliya b'fnei atzma, lefichach tzrichin pat mikol chavura v'chavura. ואם אין המחיצות מגיעות לתקרה, כיכר אחד לכולן, שכולן כאנשי בית אחד הן חשובן. When several groups eat in one large atrium or ballroom, do they count as one unit for Eruv purposes, or does each group need to make its own contribution? If they are separated by partitions which reach the ceiling, or the Shulchan Aruch adds, which get to within three tefachim of the ceiling, then each group counts separately. But otherwise, they are considered one residence. The Rama emphasizes that these must be permanent mechitzot, and not just temporary curtains which are put up for privacy and then taken down. The Shulchan Aruch rules that this entire distinction between with and without partitions only affects how many contributions these groups make to a larger Eruv. But if there are no other residents in the chatzer, then these groups count as one, and they do not need to make their own Eruv even if there are no partitions. Similarly, if there are other residents in the chatzer and the Eruv is stored in this atrium or ballroom, then none of the groups eating in it need to contribute to it even if there are no partitions. The second subtopic of the perek, starting in Halacha Chet, is what type of structure qualifies as a residence in a chatzer for Eruv purposes. Mi sheyesh lo b'chatzer chaviro beit shar sharabim dorsin bo o achsadra o mirpeset o beit habakar o beit hateven o beit haitzim o otzar harei ze eino oser alav ad sheyeh lo imo b'chatzer mekom dira shu somech alav lechol bo pito v'achar kach yeh oser alav ad she'arev imo ava mekom lina eino oser. Lefichach, im kavalo makom lechol bo bevet shar o bachsadra umir peset, eino oser alav, lefi sheino makom dira. If Reuven doesn't eat his meals in a certain chatzer, but only has there some kind of storehouse, of wood or of straw, or an area where he sleeps but doesn't eat, then he does not need to contribute to the eruv of that chatzer. Even if he does eat meals there, he is only considered a resident for Eruv purposes if he does so in an area considered a Mekom Dira, a place suitable for habitation, which excludes an Achsadra, a covered area without walls, a Mirpeset, a porch or some other elevated surface, and a Beit Shar. The Beit Shar is a vestibule, a room at the entrance through which one passes to get into the rest of the home. In the next three halachot, the Rambam gives some non-obvious applications of this concept of Beit Sha'ar to exempt certain homes from contributing to an Eruv. For example, if 10 homes are arranged one inside the other, so that the residents of all 10 must pass through the first one to access their own homes, and all but the resident of the first must pass through the second home, etc., then only the inside two homes need to contribute to the Eruv, not the outside eight. The reason is that each of the outside eight is considered a Beit Sha'ar, through which pass at least two people, enough to be considered Rabim, in order to get to their homes inside. The innermost home is obviously not a Beit Sha'ar, nor is the one just outside it, that is, the ninth home of ten, because only a single person, the resident of the tenth home, passes through it, and one person doesn't qualify as Rabim. Halachot Yud and Yud Aleph discuss cases in which a string of two or three homes, which connect two courtyards, can be considered Beit Sha'ar, and thus exempt from Eruv, because the residents of the chatzer at each end pass through these homes in order to get to the other chatzer. The third subtopic of this perek, beginning with Halacha Yud Bet, deals with specific residents of a chatzer who do or do not need to contribute to the Eruv. Echad mibnei hachatzer shaya goses, af al pi shelo yachol lichyot bo bayom, harei ze oser al bnei hachatzer ad sheizaku lo bapat viarvu alav. V'chein katan, af al pi shelo yachol lechol kazayit, harei ze oser ad shearvu alav, aval ha'oreach ino oser lolam kamo shebiarnu. Even someone who is a goses, sick and close to death, counts as a resident of the chatzer, and the eruv is effective only if it includes him. Which means, because he cannot contribute himself, that someone acquires for him a portion of the jointly owned food through Zachin La'adam Shlo B'fanav, as we learned in Perek Aleph. The same is true of a child, if he has his own home within the chatzer. A guest does not need to be included in the Eruv. Recall, in fact, from Perek Bet, that a resident who forgets to contribute to the Eruv may gain the status of a guest by doing Bitul Reshut to the other residents, and thereby validate the Eruv. Halacha Yud Gimel. Echad mibnei chatzer shiniach beito vehalach v'shavat bechatzer acheret, afilu hayta smucha lechatzero, im hisia milibo, ve'ein dato lachzor lebeito b'shavat zo, harei ze eino oser alehen. Bamed dvarim amurim, b'Yisrael, aval goy, afilu halach lishpot b'ir acheret, oser alehen ad shiyiskeru mimenu mekomo, sharei efshar shiavo b'shavat. A Jewish resident who leaves the chatzer for Shabbat, even to spend it in a neighboring chatzer, does not need to contribute to the Eruv if he has no intention to return on Shabbat. But if a non-Jewish resident leaves for Shabbat, then the residents must rent his property. Recall from Perek Bet the need to rent the property of non-Jewish residents, even if he plans to spend Shabbat in another city, as it is always possible that the non-Jew will return during Shabbat. The Shulchan Aruch adds that if the non-Jew travels to a city further away than a full day's travel, then the residents don't need to rent his property, as it is impossible for him to return on Shabbat. The Rama accepts the more lenient opinion in the Mishnah, based on the principle that we are makel in Hilchot Erevin, that even if the non-Jew spends Shabbat in a neighboring chatzer, it isn't necessary to rent from him. However, if he does return on Shabbat, then the Erev is invalid until the Jewish residents rent from this non-Jew. Halacha Yudalid. Baal ha-chatzer shehizkir mibatei chatzero la'achirim, v'hiniach lo kelim ominei sechora b'chol bayit mehen, einan osrin alav, ho'il v'yesh lo tfusat yad b'chol bayit mehen, nasu akol ko'orchin etzlo. B'me dvarim amurim, b'shehiniach sham davar sh'asru letat lo b'shabbat, kigon tevel v'ashashiyot, aval im nish'ar lo b'chol bayit mehen, kelim shemutar letaltalan, ho'il v'efshar shiyotzi'im hayom, v'lo yishe'er lo sham tfusat yad, hare elu osrin alav ad shiyarvu. If one person, the maskir, owns an entire chatzer and rents out homes in it to others, the sochrim, they all count as one residence and don't require an eruv, if the maskir has tfusat yad in each of the homes he has rented out, meaning he has kalim or some other movable property in each home, which he retains the right to use. This allows us to see the homes as still belonging to him and to view the sochrim as his guests. But this is only true if the tfusat yad is something which may not be moved on Shabbat, like a muktza object. Otherwise, since he may take out these items on Shabbat, the tfusat yad is not necessarily lasting, and the maskir and the sochrim must make an eruv in order to carry from their homes to the chatzer. The fourth subtopic of the perek deals with a case of a chatzer on a lower floor and a mirpeset with its own residence on an upper floor. When each of these groups makes its own eruv, we need to determine which parts of the shared area belong to the chatzer and which belong to the mirpeset. We continue with halacha tet vav. Anshei chatzer sheshachachu v'lo ervu, ein motzi'in mibatim lachatzer v'lo mechatzer labatim. Aval metaltalin heim kelim sheshavtu b'chatzer b'chol hachatzer u'v'chol hanechshav im hachatzer. V'im hayta sham mirpeset o aliyah, v'ervu anshei hachatzer la'atzman, v'anshei hamirpeset la'atzman, anshei hamirpeset o anshei aliyah, metaltalin kelim sheshavtu b'batehen b'chol hamirpeset, u'v'chol hanechshav ima, o b'chol rochav aliyah, u'v'chol hanechshav ima. V'anshei hachatzer metaltalin b'chol hachatzer, u'v'chol hanechshav ima, v'chein im haya yachid dar b'chatzer, v'yachid dar b'aliyah, v'shachachu v'lo ervu, Zemil taltel b'chol haliyah v'hanechshav ima, v'zemil taltel b'chol hechatzer v'hanechshav ima. In a case where the residents of the chatzer make their own eruv, separate from the eruv of the mirpeset, or if there is no eruv at all in the chatzer, and its residents wish to carry objects which began Shabbat in the chatzer, recall from the last perek that this carrying is permitted, the rule is that they may carry in any area which is nechshav ima, considered part of the chatzer based on the typical usage of the location. And so too, the residents of the mirpeset, who make their own eruv, may carry in any area which is nechshav ima of the mirpeset. The coming halachot provide some details of what qualifies for each. For example, a ziz, that is, a ledge or a similar surface protruding outside the wall of a home, is considered nechshav ima of the chatzer if it is within 10 tfachim of the ground, and it is considered nechshav ima of the mirpeset if it is within 10 tfachim of the upper level. If the ziz is anywhere between these heights, then it is considered useful to both the chatzer and the mirpeset, that is, an area common to both, and so neither group can carry from their homes to such a ziz unless the chatzer and mirpeset make a joint eruv. We move now to the fifth subtopic of the perek, about how the Erev status of one chatzer can affect the residence of another one. This topic begins in Halacha Yud Tet. Shtei chatzerot zo lifni mizo, v'anshei hapnimit yotzin v'nechnasin v'ovrin al hachitzona, erva hapnimit v'lo erva hachitzona, hapnimit muteret v'hachitzona asura. Erva hachitzona v'lo erva hapnimit, shteihen asurot. Hapnimit mipnei shelo erva, v'achitzona mipnei she'elu shelo ervu she'ovrin alehen. Erva zo la'atzma v'zo la'atzma, zo muter b'pnei atzma v'zo muter b'pnei atzma, aval ein metatlin zo la'zo. Suppose that chatzer B is accessible only by walking through chatzer A. As we saw in a similar case in Perek Bet, this means that the residents of chatzer B, the inner one, are considered residents of chatzer A as well, because they must pass through it. If the residents of chatzer B made an eruv, but the residents of chatzer A did not, then as we would expect, only the residents of chatzer B may carry from their homes to their chatzer. But if Chatzer A made an Eruv, while Chatzer B did not, then no one in either Chatzer may carry from his home to his Chatzer. Why? Because the residents of Chatzer B, who neglected to make an Eruv, are considered residents of Chatzer A as well, as we explained. But does this mean that all the residents of both courtyards must make a joint Eruv in order for the residents of Chatzer A to be allowed to carry out of their homes? No. The Rambam ends the halacha by saying that it's enough for each chatzer to make its own Eruv to allow everyone to carry out of his house. Though, of course, in order to carry from one chatzer to the other, a joint Eruv is required. Why is this enough? Shouldn't we require a joint Eruv if they are all considered residents of the outer chatzer, that is, chatzer A? The Rambam explains in the last lines of halacha chaf gimel. Ze haklal. Regel hasura bimkoma, oseret shlo bimkoma. Regel hamuteret bimkoma, eina oseret shlo bimkoma, mipnei sho'overet alehen. Because the residents of Chatzer B aren't complete residents of Chatzer A, only considered as such because of regel shlo bimkoma, they pass through Chatzer A on their way to and from their homes, it suffices that they have an Erev in their own place, Chatzer B, to allow the residents of Chatzer A to carry out of their homes. But if Chatzer B doesn't even have its own Eruv, then not only its own residents, but also the residents of Chatzer A may not carry outside objects from their homes. The last topic of this perek, starting with Halacha Chaf Dalid, relates to a layout of multiple levels of residences, one above the other or opposite the other, which wish to utilize a common area below them. Halacha Chaf Dalid. Shtei kitzot zrayot, zo lemala mizo, shein lemala min hamayim, af api she'asat kol achat mehen mechitza gvoha sarat fachim, yoredet mikol achat v'achat. Im hayu shtei kitzot zrayot betoch asarat fachim, hare elu asurin lemalot ad she'yarvu shtehen eruv echad, mipnei shehen kegedrutzra achat. Vim haya bein halyona v'en atachtona, yater al asarat fachim, ve'erva zo la'atzma v'zo la'atzma, Shtehen mutarot lemalot. Suppose that there is a lower chatzer and an upper mirpeset, and that multiple residents live on each level. Each level has a kitsutstra, a balcony, which extends outward above the sea, and the residents of each level build from their balcony a partitioned area extending downward to the sea, through which to draw water. This arrangement was explained in Hilchot Shabbat, Perek Tetvav, Halacha Tetvav. If the balconies are within 10 tefachim of each other, then they are considered one reshut, and the residents of both levels must make a joint Eruv in order for any of them to draw water on Shabbat. If they are more than 10 tefachim apart, then it suffices for each level to have its own Eruv. The next two halachot fill in more details about situations of multiple balconies in a vertical line used by residents to draw water from below or move materials from one level to another through pails, which move up and down between the balconies and below them. We'll conclude with the last halacha of the perek, which addresses a different case. Halacha chav zayin. Shtei diatot, zo keneged zo, v'chatzer achat tachtehen sheshofchin letocha mayim. Lo yishpechu letocha ad shi'arvu shtehen eruv echad. Asu mikzatan uka b'chatzer lishpoch b'ha mayim, mikzatan lo asu, אלו שעשו עוקה שופכים לעוקה שלהן, ואלו שלא עשו לא ישפכו לחצר עד שיערבו. ואם עשו אלו עוקה ועשו אלו עוקה, כל אחת ואחת משתיהן שופכת לעוקה שלה אף על פי שלא ערבו. If two mirpasot, upper levels, lie opposite each other above a common chatzer, they must make an Eruv together in order to be allowed to pour water into the chatzer, because the chatzer is considered jointly used space belonging to both areas. If the residents of one mirpeset made an uka, a ditch in the chatzer for the purpose of collecting water spilled into it from above, we saw back in Hilchot Shabbat Perek Tetvav situations in which an uka must be dug, but here we are referring to any scenario where one is dug, then the uka is considered the property of that mirpeset alone, and its residents may pour water there even if they do not make an eruv with the other mirpeset. Similarly, if each mirpeset makes its own uka in the chatzer, then each may pour water into its own uka without making an eruv with the residents of the other mirpeset. Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishneh Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.